UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
For the sixth consecutive year, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, staged Mission Coastal Cleanup at the Helsha Bay Beach in St. Catherine. Find out more on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers. Over 1,000 volunteers from community groups, schools, government, and non-governmental organizations gathered at the Helsha Bay Beach in Helsha, St. Catherine for International Coastal Cleanup Day. The annual event is an initiative of the Ocean Conservancy and is observed globally on the third Saturday in September. Director of Natural Resources Management and Environmental Planning at the UDC, Sarah Simpson Toller, says it aims to engage citizens about their waste management practices and how it affects beaches.
It is a day where people often they don't recognize that their garbage would end up on the beach, and so it increases awareness of those habits and practices.
Activities began at 7:30 a.m. and ran until 11 a.m. Volunteers were placed in groups of five, and each team assigned a data sheet to record the items collected. Teams also had to separate non-recyclables from recyclable items. Participants collected 273 bags of non-recyclable garbage, weighing 1,812.6 kilograms, and 229 bags of recyclable garbage, weighing 1,145.1 kilograms. The data was then collated and submitted to the Jamaica Environmental Trust, JET, who compiled information from the coastal cleanup sites across the island for submission to the Ocean Conservancy. Listen as a few volunteers share their experiences.
As you would assume, there would be plastic bottles, glass bottles, so on. A lot of debris from like cars, which was very surprising to me at least. But it's enlightening to see what can be dumped and what has been left and how it starts to affect the shoreline. Some people may not know how it may affect us later on in the future, but it will. And it will come back to haunt us if we're not careful. So it's just a case of being aware of what you're doing.
Third-year student at the University of Technology, UTEC, Marcus Dane Mullings.
It is very hard to clean up litter left behind by persons like ourselves who just decided, you know what, we're using this bottle right now and we just want to put it here. But when we come here, we have to go through a lot of bending, a lot of searching for garbage. And then you look at the piles that are left back and you realize we are destroying the environment every day and by every process that we do.
First Deputy Head Girl, Holy Childhood High School, Alicia Bailey.
I felt it important for me to be here to not only show support for those who came, but also to be one of those picking up the plastic and the various waste and weighing it and ensuring that I understand fully what it is that is happening to our environment.
Deputy General Manager, UDC, Robert Stevens. In addition to the annual International Coastal Cleanup Day project, the UDC implements an environmental public outreach program spanning a range of activities throughout each year. The annual school's environmental competition targets schools within the corporate area and St. Catherine, requiring them to develop projects to help to mitigate environmental issues being faced locally. The corporation also conducts environmental talks in schools and partners with NEPA to stage the biennial environmental fair My Croc Adventure and Friends. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC developed the Helsha Environmental Management Program and manages and protects the area's wildlife and rich natural environment in accordance with its guidelines? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.